So yesterday we discussed verse 96, ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. All that is by you is bound to come to an end, and all that is by Allah is everlasting. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We shall certainly grant to those who are patient their reward for the good deeds that they used to do. So we explain that when Allah talks about what is by us in this world, it's not only in terms of physical items or physical material possessions. It means also the states that we enjoy, happiness, contentment, or the opposite, sadness, or whatever the case may be. It's limited because in your lifetime, nothing happens from beginning to the end. It comes and goes, or it fluctuates. Then it's limited to your life. When your life comes to an end, it comes to an end. And the life of this world is limited because Qiyamah will take place at some time or the other. Whereas whatever is in store for you in the after, be it good or bad, is permanent. And that is something that we need to be cognizant of. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who remain steadfast on the covenant of Allah and withstand all difficulties and hardships with patience will not lose their reward. They shall certainly be rewarded by us for such excellent deeds. In order to remain steadfast on the commands of Allah, it requires patience. Patience is not only when someone passes away or when you lose something. It means persistence. It means consistently doing what you're supposed to do. And Allah says for that there's a handsome reward. Now in the next verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about hayatan tayyibah, a good life. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. Whoever does good, be it man or woman, and they are believers, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Allah says we will give them a good life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will grant them their reward for the good deeds that they used to do. So in the previous verse, Allah specifically spoke about the reward for those who are persistent, for those who are constant, for those who are punctual in fulfilling the commands of Allah. Now Allah is saying if you habituate yourself in doing good deeds not only in the outer form, but in the inner form as well, it's done with ikhlas and sincerity for the right reasons, good deeds will lead to you having a good life. Now what is a good life? Different mufassirin have said different things. Some have said a good life means a happy life. Some have said a good life means when you ultimately enter into Jannah. Some have said a good life means contentment. Some have said a good life is where you are content with the decision and the decree of Allah irrespective of what is happening. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said a good life doesn't mean that you won't have ups and downs, that you won't have bad moments, then you won't have negative situations. It means that your faith in Allah and the guidelines of your deen will help you to deal with those situations. And overall, you'll still remain content. Of course, some days you'll be more happy, some days you'll be less happy. But overall, you'll have a good life. And that will be in this world. In the year after, it'll be even better. And that's why Allah says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will grant them the reward for the good deeds that they used to do. Another point that the Mufassirin have brought up here is that Allah says both men and women, there's no distinction or discrimination. If you're a man or a woman, you do good, Allah will reward you. It is no half reward for women or double reward for men. In certain instances, because of differing roles pertaining to worldly matters, like inheritance as an example, men or women may get differently. Getting differently doesn't mean that it's in any way unjust, waliyadu billah. It's getting differently because differing levels of responsibility that you carry. But in terms of being an obedient servant of Allah and enjoying a good life, a woman can surpass a man. It depends on the effort that you make. But the bottom line here is, you want to live a good life, then you have to live a life in the obedience of Allah. Because if you live a life in the disobedience of Allah, you'll have all material success and prosperity, but you won't have true happiness and contentment. Ahlul layl fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. In Arabic, they say, those who spend the night in the worship of Allah, they experience far more enjoyment than those who spend their time in play and amusement. A Sufi once said, if the kings and rulers come to know of the enjoyment and satisfaction that is experienced by those who spend the night in the worship of Allah, they will prepare an entire army to capture this enjoyment, just as they prepare armies when trying to capture lands. Everyone is looking for happiness, for contentment, for a good life. Even the millionaires and billionaires, it seems to be eluding them. And Allah is giving us the recipe for a good life. May Allah grant us the tawfiq of practicing on this and achieving a good life in this world as well as in the hereafter. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.